All right, you guys. Settle down. Settle down.
Settle down. Settle down.
Brendan, I'll see you after class.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Okay, anybody else want to stay after class? Good. All right. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, so we'll spend the last half of this year going over the stuff you'll need to know to pass the math portion of the test.
What do you mean, pass?
You need 70% or more to pass the MCAS.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That means your grade should have a 7 followed by a 0.
Oh, okay. Is that easy?
Now, we have a new student in class with us who just moved here from Taiwan. Brittany, would you stand up?
Brittany?
Yes, Brittany, Brendan. That's the name they gave her when she came to Ellis Island. You couldn't pronounce her real name. Brittany, would you like to say a few words?
That's okay.
Hey, say Eglo.
No, say Lock and Low.
Katie, you'll be joining Brendan after class. I apologize for that, Brittany.
That's okay.
Have a seat. Okay, as I was saying, Math MCAS. This means we'll be focusing on addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. First question to Brendan.
Aw, man.
Okay, Brendan, 1 plus 1 equals...
3.
No, 1 plus 1 equals 2.
Not if the stupid bitch gets pregnant.
Fair enough. There's two answers to that question. Let's try something harder. Brittany, you buy 40 scratch tickets for $5 apiece. On half the scratch tickets, you win $1. How much profit have you made?
I am not sure I'm understanding the question.
I'll repeat it for you. You buy 40 scratch tickets for $5 apiece. On half of the scratch tickets, you win $1. How much profit have you made?
It's a trick question. You have made no profit.
No, I don't think you understand the question. You buy 40 scratch tickets for $5 apiece.
Which is $200, and 20 of the tickets win you $1.
That's correct. Good.
Which is $20.
Exactly. You have $20 profit.
But...
Very good. I heard you people were good at math.
But sir...
Next question, Katie.
But, sir...
What is it?
That would not be profit, sir.
Of course it's profit.
But if you spend $200...
Then you're up by 20, am I right? Yep.
But you have spent $200.
And you have $20 because of it.
But you have lost $180.
But you have $20. Look, I know you just moved here and all, but...
Ooh, they're so good at math.
You had $200 in your wallet, and now you have only 20.
You've got $20.
But you have not made a profit.
Exactly. No, look, I think... Maybe you should take this up with the principal.
But...
Now!
Yes, sir.
What do they teach him over there?
Beats me.
Okay. Now that the roadblock to your education's been removed, let's continue. Katie, your cable bill is $80, your gas bill is $40, the interest payment on your credit card is $100. How many scratch tickets will you have to buy to pay your bills this month?